Today's topic is Webster Data Interchange 3.3 Installation Migration for Multi-Platform. Today's presenter is Rick Holcomb. Rick is an advisory software engineer providing Level 2 technical support for Webster Data Interchange and Webster Partner Gateway worldwide. He has assisted numerous customers worldwide with installing and implementing Webster Data Interchange. He specializes on Windows and AIX platforms for his area of expertise. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Rick.
Thank you, Kathy. Hello and welcome to today's Webster Technical Exchange for WDI 3.3. Please move to slide 2. In today's technical exchange, we will cover WDI 3.3 software, hardware, system requirements, installing the client and server software, migration techniques for WDI 3.2 to 3.3, known issues that you may encounter, and their workarounds. We will end today with the questions and answers session as time permits. Please move to slide 3. Software requirements listed in the following slide are the minimum requirements for use with IBM WDI 3.3 client, meaning that IBM has completed testing on the software levels. IBM does acknowledge that in some cases you may be required to move to new levels or versions of software as it becomes available. In these cases, IBM's WDI support will make a best effort attempt to resolve problems reported against newer software versions and or levels above what is officially tested. IBM conducts testing from time to time when releasing WDI server and client fixbacks. If testing new versions or releases have been completed and become official, that information will be found documented on the WDI server and client fixback readme, or on the Webster Data Interchange Software Support webpage under the System Requirements tab. Or it may be also documented as a WDI tech note. Please move to slide 4. WDI 3.3 client requirements consist of Windows 2000 or Windows XP Professional, DB2 Server version 8.2, or DB2 Connect 8.2. Optional software includes Webster MQ 6.0 and CSX Expedite for Windows 4.6.2. As you can see in the above note, support for DB2 version 9 has been added per TechDoc 1293640. We will discuss this TechDoc and others later in the presentation. Please move to slide 5. WDI 3.3 server requirements include Windows 2000, Windows XP Professional, AIX version 5.2 or higher, DB2 Server version 8.2, or V9, again, as noted for the tech note. Optional software includes MQ version 6.0, GSX Expedite for Windows 4.6.2, or GSX Expedite for AIX 5.4, 4.5.1 for AIX installations. Please move to slide 6. The hardware requirements listed on the following slides are the minimum requirements for use with IBM WDI 3.3. Please move to slide 7. WDI 3.3 client requirements include an Intel Pentium 4 processor at 1.8 GHz or faster, 1024 megabyte of RAM, CD-ROM for installing the distributed materials, storage device with a minimum of 20 gig free space, network hardware and communication connection. Note, the CD-ROM is not necessarily required if you have enough space on the storage device. Then the CD-ROM could be optional, especially since most software images are acquired electronically. You may want to instead FTP the install image to the target system or copy from a network shared drive. Due to network latency, we would not recommend to run the installer from a network attached drive. Please move to slide. Fridays. WBI's 3.3 server requirements include an Intel Pentium 4 processor at 1.8 GHz or faster, 1024 megabyte of RAM, CD-ROM drive for installing the distributed materials, storage device with a minimum of 20 gig free space, network hardware, and communication connection. Again, a CD-ROM can be optional in this case. Please move to slide 9. AIX server. Any server capable of running AIX 5.2 or higher operating system. CD-ROM for installing the distributed materials, network hardware, and communication connections. And again, the CD-ROM drive can be optional. Please move to slide 10. See, and now we'll move on to the install. If you would please move to slide 11. WBI 3.3 client installation and setup. It is the WBI 3.3 client installation wizard is very similar to WBI 3.2, with the typical being the default installation. WBI 3.2 and 3.3 installations can coexist on the same system as long as they are installed in different directories, subdirectories. And below you can see the default paths for WBI 3.2 versus 3.3. Please move to slide 12. WBI 3.3 client and WBI 3.2 client system configuration is also the same for registering and connecting to the local remote database servers. You will register the ODBC, the DB2 ODBC connection as you do with 3.2. However, you will need to have a new database qualifier. In addition, depending on the WDI server which you plan to attach to and how the database is created, you may need to register a new ODBC data source name. We will see examples of this in the following slide. Please move to slide 13. See, in slide 13, we show the DB2 configuration assistant, and we show two databases created here, an EDI EC32E and an EDI EC33E. If we look at the 3.2.1 client, we can see that we have a qualifier EDI ENU32. And if we look at the WDI 3.3 client, we can see that we have an EDI EC33E data source name here. So basically, at this point, we have WBI 3.2 and 3.3 client server all on the same machine. Please move to slide 14. In this example, we see one database name. And on this database name, we have a different qualifier for the 3.2 and the 3.3 client. You see the database qualifier for the 3.2 client is WBI DB2, and the qualifier for the 3.3 database is WBI DB3. In this instance, what has happened here is the schema or plan name, the same database name was used with a different schema or plan name. Please move to slide 15. WBI server, WBI 3.3 server installation setup for Windows. No changes to the WBI installation wizard. It's still simple and fast-based installation. The WBI 3.2 server and WBI 3.3 server installation may exist on the same Windows system with configuration switching on path and DI configurable information. Please move to slide 16. Only one version can be running at one time. Windows will update the path and DI config directory variable to the latest version installed. So it's important that you add the path and DI config directory variable for information before switching between the WDI server versions. Below we see that the WDI 3.3 default path is set for C program files IBM WDI server /D3.3. The default path for WDI Server 3.2 was WDI Server 32. Be ensure that the current version is stopped before attempting configuration changes. To edit the path and DI config variables, right-click on My Computer, left-click on My Properties, left-click on the Advanced tab, left-click on the Environment Variables and make the changes, click OK. This may be useful in a QA and testing environment. This would not be recommended in a production environment. However, it may be useful in a production migration rollout. In this case, we're suggesting that you may want to change the path to something closer from the default path to match closer to the default path of 3.2 if you wish to change to have both versions on the same system. Please move to slide 17. Again, not much has changed with the WDI installation wizard. It's still a simple and fast installation. WDI server and WDI 3.3 server installations may exist on the same IX system. However, the correct path information must be called, and only one instance can be running at any one time. This may be useful in a QA and test environment, but would not be recommended in a production environment. However, again, it may be useful in production migration rollout. Please move to slide 18. Note, only one version of WDI can be running at any one time, as the path information will need to be adjusted accordingly. This can be accomplished by adding the dot profile for the user, which is starting the WDI server. This instance, you know, we show the setdi env.sh script that can be called from the dot profile. Another option would be that you could use a different user defined, one for the 3.2 and one for the 3.3, each pointing to, you know, the correct setdi env.sh script file for whichever version you wish to start. Please move to slide 19. And we will start into the migration. Please move to slide 20. Earlier versions releases of WDI Interchange, you can migrate maps, trading partners, profiles, and most other database objects by exporting the objects from your existing 3.2 databases and then import them into 3.3 database. There are three ways in which this can be accomplished. One is to export and import individual objects using the WDI 3.2 client, batch commands using EDI server, perform export and perform import, release migration features of the WDI client 3.2 and 3.3. Please move to slide 21. These programs only support the migration from WDI 3.2 database to WDI 3.3 database. Migration of transaction store, management report, and SAP status data from WDI 3.1 is not supported. A note, 3.1 was ZOS. Also, these programs only support migration of the same type of operating system, so you will not be able to migrate ZOS to a Windows or AIX platform. For example, you can use the migration from a WDI 3.2 database on Windows to a WDI 3.3 database on Windows, but not from 3.2 on Windows to 3.3 on AIX. The WDI 3.2 system that you are migrating from must have ESD 7 or later installed. Please move to slide 22. These programs are intended to replace all existing transaction document store, management reporting, SAP status information in a new database. Although it is possible to modify the scripts to insert records into the WDI 3.3 database without deleting the existing records first, this should only be used in special situations and is generally not recommended. If the migrated records conflict with records that were generated by WDI 3.3 processing, it can put the database into an invalid state and later cause problems during translation and or reporting functions. To avoid this situation, the script to load the data will use the clean option to delete all existing records from the WDI 3.3 tables before it loads the migration data. Please move to slide 23. There are a number of interdependencies between transaction store tables and between management reporting tables and should be migrated as a set. You should not try to migrate individual tables. Migrating individual tables can put the database into an invalid state and later cause problems during translation and or reporting functions. These migration scripts can be done either immediately after you create your WDI 3.3 database and load the default data, or they can be done later after you have done additional setup and testing with WDI 3.3. If you do the migration after you have done additional testing with WDI 3.3, remember that any existing WDI 3.3 transaction store management reporting and SAP status data will be deleted during the migration of the WDI 3.2 data. Other data such as maps, profiles, etc. will not be affected by these migration steps. Please move to slide 24. The steps for migration are documented in the Western Data Interchange Administration Security Guide in Chapter 1. Please move to slide 25. You should ensure all transactions and status codes are complete, acknowledgments, envelopes, etc. You may want to purge and remove all non-essential data from the transaction store and management reporting tables on the WDI 3.2 database before performing the migration. You will then want to export and import all data from the 3.2 to the 3.3 system at the same time, so that trading partner control numbers and transactions stored data remains in sync. Please move to slide 26. And now we will move into the known issues and workarounds. Please move to slide 27. If you're attempting a release migration from WDI 3.2 to 3.3 client and create your WDI 3.2 server database after and you created your WDI server database after CSD 16, you may run into the following error during the release migration process. It'll actually be a 11.0.4.1, a database occurred, and EDIENU32.EDIPSCR. If you will please move now to slide 28. The error was actually due to the EDIPSCR table missing several new columns. One of the first of the columns was the track NM, which was, again, one of the first columns that were missing. What you will need to do to resolve this issue is to run the CSD 16 DDL from the WDI 3.2 DDL directory and attempt to rerun the release migration. Okay, please move to slide 29. DBT version 9 has now been certified and per TechDoc 1293640. We will move to slide 30 now. Only one issue has been found with the DBT version 9, and it's during the installation on open systems. You may receive the following error in SQL5153N. The update cannot complete because the following relationship would be violated. This is due to a configuration that is not valid in DB2 version 9. It's only a warning, and there is no other issues. No other problems have been found or encountered with DB2 9. You'll please move to slide 31. One other issue that we've ran into is with WDI 3.2 trigger not working with MQ60 or when migrating 3.2 to 3.3 on AIX 64-bit operating system. This poses a new issue where the EDI MQS module in WDI will fail to load as it could not locate the libmqm_r.a module. This is because the symbolic link no longer exists. You may receive a similar issue in the WDI adapter trace file. And the cause is because WDI is a 32-bit application where the libraries for MQ 64-bit libraries. If you will move to slide 32, please. To work around this problem, you can modify the application identifier field in the WMQ process definitions for WDI.proc. The steps for this workaround can be found in the above URL for this tech note. And to find this, you can go to our support website and search on techdoc1279263. Please move to slide 33. Also, Windows Vista has also been now officially supported per TechDoc 1294717. This includes Windows Vista, Business, Enterprise, and Unlimited editions. Please move to slide 34. We have encountered one issue with WDI 3.3 running on the Windows Vista. No additional problems have been encountered. Our testing has been performed with WDI 3.3 at base level. This is only a warning. WDI 3.3 at base level on Windows Vista platform is considered supported. And the warning is actually just when property file is modified. There is a workaround that you can go in and actually change some system settings as documented in the tech note. Please move to slide 36. In summary, WDI is still a robust and easy installation, minimum hardware requirements for operating, support of newer version operating systems, and additional software support levels. It has an easy-to-use migration path. Please move to slide 35. Okay, Western Data Interchange has made some changes to the terminology used when referencing corrective disk for CFDs for WDI server and WDI server fixed packs and WDI clients. WDI server is now referenced as server fixed packs, and WDI client is referred to as a client fixed pack. Currently, WDI client 3.3 fixed pack levels is at fixed pack 4, and the server fixed pack level is at fixed pack 1. Sorry, now please move to slide 36. Okay, now in summary, WDI is still a robust and easy installation, minimal hardware requirements for operation, support of newer version operating systems and additional software levels. It's an easy to use, it has an easy to use migration path, and we've had the terminology change from CSP to server fixed pack. Please move to slide 37. And I will turn it back over to Kathy.
Thank you, Rick, for a great presentation. Slide 37 gives you a list of additional WebShare product resources that you may be interested in using. And the last one there is the My Notifications link. It is where you can obtain customer support documentations concerning your product, and we recommend that you apply to that. At this point, Mark, we'd like to open the lines for questions and answers.
And we have our first question, Mercy Stafford.
On a mainframe ZOS database, do we just, I know I have one response where I need to open up a PMR for that. And that's more specifically for questions that come up about the migration from that perspective, not the client. This webcast was definitely informational from the client perspective for me. I just want to make sure that I ask the question of what's the proper form. Should I just open up a PMR for each question as related to the ZOS migration?
What's the question that you actually have, Marcy?
Well, it came from my DBA, and there might be more. Here we go. The documentation leads us to believe that the software relies on the naming convention to indicate which language it is operating in. Is there such language intelligence built in the code surrounding naming convention for database name and table high-level qualifier? Can we use our local standards instead of the EDID B33E and
qualify? Yes, you should be able to, if we can go back to 14, please. on slide 14 here, you know, we do show one database in the configuration assistant. So in this case, we used one database with a different qualifier for each version.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And I had highlighted that one of those was off, and this was specifically for the ODBC connection.
Yes. And that, and that data source name can be, you know, whatever you choose. Same with the qualifier, as long as the qualifier is different. Now, when you load the your default data and everything, you just need to know that the 3.3 client cannot access a 3.2 database.
Oh, yes, given
that. And vice versa, a 3.2 client cannot access 3.3.
Right. And I just want to confirm that these naming isn't just for the ODBC alias that we're setting up, but for the actual database itself that's on the mainframe. It can have whatever name we choose.
Right. That's correct.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. And anything further that may come up related to any ZOS database type issues as we encounter those, would you just like us to open up a PMR for each of those?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we have no responses at this time.
So at this time, we will conclude the presentation.